And Kinelach, the man realized that this woman had gone to the office and the rich man, the stingy man that we're calling him, had figured out what was happening, and he did not let on to her the whole thing, and he gave her the money. And now the man who just came home with all of his money, he went into his bedroom and he made a cheshbon, he counted out on paper how much money she would have gotten over those weeks and months, and it came out to hundreds and hundreds and thousands of rubles even, a few thousand rubles. And now he took money out of the big bag of money that he brought home, and he goes now to the office of the stingy man that we're calling him. I don't like to call him that because we see how nice he is. And he wanted to pay him back the money. And he goes to the office, and they let him in, and he goes over to the stingy man and he says, "Look, Shalom Aleichem, you probably know who I am." "Oh yes, I know who you are." "Well, I realize you did a tremendous kindness for my family, for my wife, myself. Yes, your wife came in here, and every Thursday she was given 100 rubles. And the man says, "Look, I know it must have been a problem and a big surprise, and I probably caused you trouble, but I had to do it, and I went far away, and I had a good job, and I made, Baruch Hashem, a lot of money, and now I'm in the position to pay you back. I want to pay you back for all the money that you gave my wife, that you were so nice to do, and here is the money." And he handed him a bag of a few thousand rubles, but the rich man said, "I'm sorry, I don't accept this money, I don't want to take it." And the other man says, "But what do you mean? But why not? I mean, this money is coming to you. I owe you this money." He says, "You don't owe me the money. The money I gave your wife was money that I decided to give happily to help out. And you don't owe me anything. And I don't accept this money back. I had the mitzvah of helping your wife and your family, which I did happily. And I don't need any money back. I didn't do it with the thought of getting money back." But he says, "Look, I want to give it to you." And the other man says, "I don't want to take it." And they ended up going to Levi Yitzchak Abedichev with the question, does the man have to accept the money or not? And Levi Yitzchak Abedichev said, the man does not have to take the money if he doesn't want to. He can just keep the mitzvah that he did for Hashem without taking the money. And this was the second Din Torah that the man won, the man that we told you in the beginning of the story who passed away, that everybody thought he was such a stingy man, but we see he was a very good, kind, nice man who did big mitzvahs with his money and helped Yidden. Okay, the third story is like this. It's a short one, but it's a very good one. One time, there came to the office of the stingy man, and the more I tell this story, the more I don't like to call him the stingy man because he's a very good man, but we had to get something to call him, and we don't have a name. We're not going to call him Reb Chaim again, or Reuven, so we're calling him the stingy man. Somebody came to his office, a young man, and this man needed a lot of money because right then in his business, if he had a lot of money, he would be able to buy something that would help him very much in his business. Sometimes for business you need a lot of money, and sometimes you need money right away or else you'll lose out on buying a special thing. Like for a sale. A thing is on sale for one day. If you have the money to buy it, you can get it, and if you don't, you just can't get it. And this man needed a lot of money, and he didn't have a way to get the money, because it was a lot of money. And he thought, maybe this very rich man, who's a big businessman, will understand. And he will lend him the money. Now, this businessman, the young man, He wasn't a big businessman. He was a little businessman. He didn't have a lot of money. And now he's coming to a big businessman. And he says, can you lend me, let's say what it's 10,000 rubles, whatever it is, a big amount. Can you lend me 10,000 rubles? I need it to buy something for my business right now. And the stingy man says, so much money? Now, who will guarantee that you will pay back? Now, when a person takes a loan, they have what's called an arayv, somebody that will make sure that if they can't pay back the loan, so somebody else will pay back the loan. You have to sign somebody else, or sometimes two people, or sometimes three people, that if something happens and you can't pay back the money, somebody else will make sure that the money is paid back. These are called arevim. And usually, for a lot of money, if you will not give somebody who will make sure you pay back, you will not get the money. Because a person doesn't want to take a chance to lose a lot of money. And this young businessman, because he was in a big hurry and he needed the chance to get the thing, whatever he needed to buy for his business, probably he just did not have time to go running around to find people to sign for him. And he said, Hashem will, Be'ezus Hashem, make sure that you get the money back. That Abish is a halfen, that he will guarantee that you'll get the money back. Because Hashem is in charge of everything. And hopefully I will be matzliach, everything will go good with my business, and I'll be able to give you back the money with Hashem's help. Hashem will be my arayv, my guarantor. And all of a sudden, the rich man, who we're calling the stingy man, he smiled and he said, well, that is the best guarantor you can possibly have, Hashem. If you are saying Hashem will make sure, Hashem will guarantee, Hashem will help you, that's the best guarantor, that Hashem will help. He'll never let a person down. And he gave him the big loan. And they wrote down, or maybe they didn't write it down, but they just said, Hashem will guarantee that the money is paid back. Now, kinalach, the time went by, and there was a certain time to pay the loan. And during this time, a very interesting thing happened, that the very rich man, every deal and every business thing and every place he went, he saw there was a big bracha and a big hatzlacha, and he felt that Hashem was helping him in everything that he did, special in a special way. He made extra money, and his businesses made extra business, and he got extra customers, and from his fields he got extra good food that he sold for a better price, and in the lake he got more fish and fatter fish and better fish that people paid more money for. And all kinds of good things happened. And he felt that he was making a lot of money, extra money. And he felt that when he lent the person the money, and he said, Hashem will help that the money will be paid back, he felt the money is being paid back through these extra brachas. Because everything was going so good in his business, he said, look, Hashem is helping me in my businesses and all the things, and I'm getting extra money back. And finally it came the time that the man has to pay back the money. And the little businessman now became a pretty big businessman, because whatever he bought, whatever he did with the money, was very good for him. And he was able to pay now the money back on the day. And he came now to the rich man's office with a bag of money to pay him back. And he goes to the rich man and he says, look, Baruch Hashem, I'm able to pay back the money on this day. Like we said, here is the money. And the rich man all of a sudden put out his hand like a stop, and he says, no, I don't need the money because you already paid me back. I got my money already. please keep this money for yourself because you already pay me back. And the other man said, what do you mean? I didn't pay you back. I just came today because today was the day we wrote down I'm supposed to pay you back, and I wasn't here before. How could I have paid you back? And the rich man smiled and he says, don't you remember our agreement the day that you came? That Hashem will help that I'll get the money back, right? Well, Hashem already helped because since I gave you the loan, I've had special brachas and I've gotten even more than that back. So I got the money from Hashem and I already got the money, so I don't need your money. But the other man said, no, I want to give you the money. I want to pay back the loan. And the other man says, you already paid back the loan. And they started to argue in a nice way. But each one wanted to do what he wanted to do. And they decided to go to Levi Yitzchak or Beditchev for a din Torah. And Levi Yitzchak or Beditchev said that the big businessman does not have to take the money that the little businessman wants to give him. If he felt that Hashem already gave him the money back, he doesn't have to accept the money from the man. And of course, his kavana, of the businessman's kavana, was to help the little businessman to become even a bigger businessman. He should keep his money. And so we see Kenalach, three din Torahs, that the man who, if you remember in the beginning of the story, passed away, and everyone thought he was a stingy, not nice man who never did good with his money for other people. And of course, nobody really knew what went on. And we really don't know what goes on in a person's life, and we can't judge them and say they're this or say they're that, because you always have to judge a person l'chaf schus. We're never really sure about a person. And you can't go and make a judgment and say he's a stingy man and he never does this and he never does that, because you really don't know. And so we see why Levi Yitzchak Beditchev held him in such great respect that he went to his levaya. And Kenalach, that's the end of the maisa. There was a town, and the Yevanim came to that town. They made a camp outside of the town, not like a camp, a summer camp where you have fun, but it's an army camp. And the first thing they do is they surround the town, all the soldiers, and they have a big general over there. And they start to scream to the people in the town, the Yevanim are here! You know what we want. We want you to bow down to our getchkes and be like us Yevanim. You will think about it for a little while. Get ready, because we've surrounded your town. We will not let any food in now. We'll not let anything into the town. We won't let anybody out. And we want you to come out, make a meeting in your town, and decide you want to become like Yevanim. Make a meeting inside of your town, and of course you'll decide you'll be like Yevanim. And you'll come out and you'll send somebody out to tell us you want to be like Yevanim. And then, of course, we'll be your friends. And we won't make any trouble for you. And we'll just help you to be like us Yevanim. We'll bring you our books. And we'll teach you how to dress and how to eat our food. And be just like Yevanim. And everything will be fine. But if you will not be like us Yevanim, we will, of course, come in and set up our getchkes, and make everybody bow down to them, and if anybody goes against us, we will make them our big Yevanim trouble, because we're strong soldiers, and we have knives and swords. The Kenalach, the little town, was in big danger from the soldiers outside, and they knew what they had done to other towns, and they didn't decide, what are we going to do? Of course, they daven to Hashem, and they say Tehillim, and they give tzedakah, and they do whatever they can to connect to Hashem. But then people are thinking, what can be done in a regular way too? We can't fight those Yevanim. There's just too many of them. And we're a little town. Now, we're not talking about the Maccabees who were hiding out in the caves, who were like an army. Over here, there was only a very few people in the town, some men and some women in Kenalach. And there wasn't even an army of Maccabees there. What can they do?
One night, there was a woman in the town named Yehudis. She was a tzaddikus. She had an idea. And this is what she did. A real mitzvah nefesh thing. Yehudis thinks to herself, you know, Hashem gave everybody a special thing that they can do. And this is the way they serve Hashem, by using that special thing out, l'shem shemaim, to do for Hashem. She got an idea to use her special talent that she could do to help the people of her town. What could Yehudis do? She was an excellent baker. She could bake delicious cakes, delicious cookies, and delicious things. Everyone knew that when Yehudis baked something, it tasted like Gan Eden. It was so delicious. All of a sudden, she got the idea, she's going to bake a delicious cheesecake. Of all the things that she could bake, the best thing that she knew how to bake was delicious cheesecake. And she put the most delicious cheese and cake and sugar and whatever else goes into a cheesecake. She made it the best of the best cheesecakes, and she made it. She baked the cheesecake. Then she went into the basement and she took out a bottle of very strong wine. Very delicious wine and very strong wine. And then she put the cheesecake into a beautiful basket, and she covered it over with a nice big cloth, and she put the bottle of wine in the basket, and she got dressed up in her most beautiful Shabbos clothes, and she takes her basket of cheesecake and the wine, and now she goes out into the street. And she goes walking. It was late, pretty late at night. She goes walking now outside of the town towards the camp of the Yavanim. You remember, nobody was allowed to go back and forth except if they want to give up to the Yavanim. And there's soldiers out there, and she's in big danger right now. All of a sudden, soldiers who were on guard, they say, "Who's there? Who is that? Is that a Jew? Did you come to give up? Otherwise, what are you doing outside?" She says, "It's just me, Yehudis. I'm a Jewish woman, and I've come out to the camp of the Yavanim." "Huh. Mean the Jews sent a lady to give up and to say they're giving up to the Yavanim?" No. "I just came out. I would like to give a special present to the general." "A present to the general? Well, what do you have for the general anyway? What do you have for the general anyway that you want to give him?" "Oh, I have a basket of delicious cheesecake and also a bottle of wine. I thought that the general would like that." And the soldiers start talking. "What's she doing? Cheesecake and wine? Well, must be a lady who wants to give the general a present. Nothing wrong with presents. I mean, we Yavanim also like to give presents and get presents, especially get presents. Boy, you get a present? Oh, yeah. I like to get a present." "Well, the general likes a present, so let him get a present. He likes that. All right, nothing wrong with that. I mean, cheesecake, wine, maybe he'll give us a piece. I can't ask him, but maybe there'll be some left over for us." "Yeah, that'd be good. Cheesecake or wine? I'm hungry. Aren't you?" "Yeah, I'm hungry. Also thirsty. I'd love to drink some wine." "Yeah. Okay, let's tell the general, and he'll get the cheesecake." "Okay." And they go now to the tent of the general. He's still up. And all of a sudden they go in. "Hey, general, outside of the camp, a very interesting thing happened. A Jewish lady, dressed up in beautiful clothes, came out from the town, and she's carrying a basket, and we stopped her, and we said, 'What is this?' And she said, she has a present for you, the general."
"For me? A present for me? Oh, that's good. I love presents. What is it? Do you know?"
"Well," she said, "it's cheesecake and wine."
"Cheesecake and wine? Oh boy, I'm so hungry and I'm so thirsty. And I love cheesecake and I love wine. Oh, perfect. Tell her to come in. Oh boy, I love cheesecake and wine, both. Tell her to come here. And all of a sudden, Yehudis goes into the tent of the general. Ooh. What's your name? My name is Yehudis. And you've come to give me a present? Thank you very much. It's perfect because I'm so hungry right now. Well, it's delicious cheesecake. Oh, I love it. Give it to me. And he takes the whole cheesecake and he starts to eat it. He eats the whole cheesecake. Didn't save anything for the other soldiers. And now after cheesecake, you get very thirsty. Would you like some wine, General? Yeah, of course I'd like wine. I heard you have a bottle of wine. Could I have it? And he takes the bottle of wine. He doesn't take a glass. He just opens a bottle of wine. He drinks down the whole bottle of wine. Now, as I told you, it was very strong wine. What happens when a person drinks very strong wine? And it was very late at night, and the general was tired to begin with. What happens when you drink very strong wine?
You get very tired.
You get so tired. All of a sudden, the general, his head starts to spin around, and he starts to yawn. Oh, I'm so tired, and it was so good, and I'm so full. Oh, when you're so full and tired, oh boy, you get so sleepy. And all of a sudden, he just fell right down on his bed. And he went right to sleep. Now, Kinilach, all of this is a part of a very, very Mesiris Nefesh plan, as you're going to see, that Yehudis had. Because she knew that the general would get very thirsty and very full, and he'd get very, very tired, and he'd fall asleep. This is all a part of a plan. Now, Kinilach, I told you what Yehudis put in the basket, but I did not tell you one thing that she put in the basket, because that was a secret from everybody, and I also kept it a secret from you. She put a very sharp knife in the basket. And now she took out her sharp knife that nobody had seen, because it was covered over by the cloth and the cheesecake. And she went over to the general, and of course this is such a Mesiris Nefesh for such a nice tzedekis lady like Yehudis to have to do such a terrible, yucky thing. But she knew she had to do it. She took the knife and she went over to the general in his bed and she cut off his head as he was laying in bed. Yes, that's what I said. And when she cut off his head, it rolled off the bed and it rolled right into her basket. And she covered it over with the cloth. So inside of the cloth is not a cheesecake, it's a head. The general's head that had rolled off the bed. And now, Kinilach, she picked up the basket and she went out of the tent. Of course, the soldiers on the outside didn't know anything. All they knew was that the general had cheesecake and they were hoping there was some cheesecake left for them, maybe even some wine. And they came over to Yehudis, and of course, all the soldiers by this time had found out that there was cheesecake, a big cheesecake, and they were all very hungry. It was late at night. They hoped maybe they're going to get a piece now because she came out. And the soldiers say, look, she's carrying the basket. There must be some cheesecake left. Let's go get a piece. Come on. Yeah, let's go get a piece. Come on. Hey, I'm in front of you. No, I'm in front of you. Hey, don't push. And the soldiers are all gathering around Yehudis. Oh, you came out of the tent and you're carrying your basket and it's covered. Oh, it must be some cheesecake left. Could we have some? Yehudis says, you really want some? Of course we want some. We want some cheesecake from your basket. Can we have some, please? Well, I guess if you really want it, that's what you're going to get, because there is something left in my basket.
Oh, in your baskets, left cheesecake. Can we have it now? Yoda says, okay, everybody gather around, get ready. Oh, yeah, 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 as soon as you give it to us, we're going to get the cheesecake. Oh, boy. And the soldiers were all right there, and all of a sudden she lifted up the cover, and they saw, it's the head of the general. They got so scared, they ran away. They ran away. They got so afraid, and they got so scared that they saw the general's head looking at them from the basket, and they thought it was cheesecake. All the soldiers ran away, far away, down the road to the other side of the mountain, and they went all the way back to Yavon. They were so afraid. And Yehuda saved the town from the Yavonim, from that mysterious nefesh.